Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Breakthrough with your host, Susan Turnbull. We invite you to sit back, relax, and listen as Susan and her guests inform, enlighten, and inspire you to find your own breakthrough moments. If you have a question you would like to ask, please call 1-877-296-0345. Transformational Life Coach Susan Turnbull is available for breakthrough coaching sessions by phone or Skype. For more information, go to www.susanturnbullbeliefscoaching.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Breakthrough. You know, for the last few weeks, I've talked a lot about the energy of today and how it is no longer allowing us to continue stuffing, denying, or ignoring what it is that we need to do to grow and evolve. Right now, for many of us, and as I speak, radical change is being thrust upon you or someone that you know and love. Radical change can also be called spiritual crisis, life crisis. It's that in-your-face energy where something is occurring that is no longer allowing you to sit still and leave the status quo as it is. Many of us have a sense, in fact, most of us have a sense when the pressure cooker is on in our lives. We've been feeling it build for quite some time now, but nothing drastic enough for us to pay attention, or maybe uncomfortable enough to continue the food, the drugs, the alcohol, the sex, the work, or whatever that we have been doing to suppress those feelings. We can see it. We can feel it. There's an impending change coming, but nothing really drastic. So we choose to stay in our comfort zone, even if the comfort zone is uncomfortable. We cling to what we know because the fear of the unknown is so scary to us. Our minds race with all of the what-ifs, and it's human nature to always see the worst possible outcome. It's just human nature to do so. The comfort zone is an interesting place to be. It's that personal area of thoughts and repeated actions within which we feel comfortable doing or thinking. Anything that we have not done or thought often enough to feel comfortable doing lies outside the parameter of our comfort zone. But here's the odd thing. Many of us have become very comfortable within that zone of feeling uncomfortable. We're sad, we're mad, angry, we're bored, we're resentful. All of these feelings are extremely uncomfortable, but it's still something that we know. And so it rides inside that place called our comfort zone. You know, the comfort zone is something that as a society, we have been taught to honor more than honoring our dreams and our growth. It's a place of physical and emotional safety, assurance, and limited freedom from the fear of the unknown. Anything beyond this scope begins to invoke fear. Now radical and drastic change has been thrust upon you. What is radical change? Here's some examples of things that might be considered radical change or something enough to throw you into that fear of a spiritual transition. You've just been notified that your job has ended. Maybe you're the sole support of yourself or your family, and there is no plan B. Maybe your fiancé canceled your wedding days before the wedding day, and this is the love of your life. Maybe your spouse has just asked for a divorce. Possibly you've just received an eviction notice or a foreclosure notice, and you have nowhere to go. You have no idea what you're going to do. Maybe, possibly, you've just received a life-altering diagnosis from a doctor, and it totally and completely shatters your world. Maybe there was a sudden and unexpected loss of a loved one, be it a spouse, a parent, and heaven forbid, a child, but it was something that came out of left field, absolutely, completely turning your world upside down. Radical change is the kind of in-your-face energy where there really is nowhere to hide. The changes are now being forced upon you. And for most of us, it stops us dead in our tracks because now it's time to reassess everything. What are we going to do? What steps are we going to take? How are we going to get through this? It has, the radical changes I'm talking about is something that gives us that feeling that, I know for me, I want to throw up. I'm just sick to my stomach. You either cannot sleep, or maybe you awaken in the middle of the night, and in that few seconds when you wake up, everything is normal. Then you remember. It all comes flooding back to you. You shake. You cry. There's a feeling of total and complete paralysis because you honestly really do not know what to do next. I believe it was Carolyn Mace that coined the phrase the dark night of the soul. You are in a huge life transition, and now through this radical change, you're not being given a choice. There is no more choice to stay uncomfortable in your comfort zone. You've now been pushed outside that zone. The job is gone. You've packed up your desk. You've had the exit interview. The foreclosure notice has arrived, and you've exhausted all possibilities of working with your mortgage lender. The divorce papers are staring you in the face, or you've just left the doctor's office. It's that place where sheer terror sets in, paralysis ensues, and you feel it in every single cell of your body. Now you are no longer being allowed to play it safe, and it isn't going to do you any good to eat the food or the abundance of sex or work or all of those things that we've used to stuff these emotions with that have prevented us from growing and stretching. It's not going to do any good anymore because now actions need to be taken. Actions need to be taken into that place where there is the fear of the unknown. No longer can we play it safe. You can't ignore it anymore. It's here, and it's here now. The energy that we are living in right now, and we've talked about this, I know I've talked about this and had some wonderful guests on my show that talk about this, is forcing us to bring this stuff up from us. But what we are in now, as I speak, is this energy about stepping into your personal power, stepping into your new life, your authentic life. You're not being given a choice anymore. So now what? You know, society teaches us, fight, hold on, persevere. It's the battle cry. And right now, right here, I'm going to suggest to you, no. For that is the absolute, complete worst thing that you could do. It's called that which we resist persists. The more you resist the change being thrust upon you, the harder it will be to make the transition. It's time to surrender. Now, people often mistake the word surrender for giving up, and on the contrary, surrender in this case, in the face of radical change, spiritual crisis, life transition, means to let go and to allow. to allow the universe to flow in and show you in real world time and in real world steps what to do to take that next step in your life. I know often as a coach, even for myself, we read and hear all these platitudes. And I find myself saying, what does that mean? What does it mean to surrender? What does that look like? And the only reason I can share this with you today is because I've gone through one a few years ago. I'm actually going through a second one now as we speak. But I can identify what it looks like and what it means. And I want to teach that to you today so that you will have a better idea of how to make this transition a much easier transition. Is it going to feel good? No. Is panic and terror going to set in from time to time? Absolutely. But I have some tools to help you along through this transition. And the word surrender in this case means an energetic space where you can get in touch with the inner compass and learn what this feels like so that you know what steps to take or what to look for as you find a way into that next place in your life, be it a career, be it a job, be it healing your body, healing your relationship or leaving the relationship. Whatever it is, there is a way through it, and you're being brought to it now. You just need to know what to look for. So what does surrender look like? It's that very, very calm space where you find a way within your body to identify what it is that is showing up inside your body. Where are you restricting the flow? But let's take a few examples first of some of these radical changes that might have been thrust upon you. Let's say, for example, you lost your job. And you are the sole support of yourself or your family, and there is no plan B. Have you been dreaming of going out on your own for a long time now? Are you miserable in that job you're losing? Have you been dreaming of going or finishing college? Is there another company that you wanted to work for or another career? Relationships. Have you been in a relationship that has had dead energy between the two of you for so long that you both know that you would be better apart than together? Or have you been putting off the marriage counselor or looking at the very, very depths of what's really wrong in the relationship? Is there anything to salvage? But because of the soccer games and the baseball games and the jobs and the demands of life, you've both been putting it off. And now this radical change is here. The divorce papers are sitting there. Your health and well-being. You've just gotten this horrific diagnosis. But is it? You know, I've read 3 stories in the last couple of months of people who wrote these incredible stories about the biggest blessing in their life and the best day of their life was the day they were diagnosed with cancer. And if you stop and think about that, you'll understand what it is in terms of how that can be a good thing. It literally forces you to stop in your tracks and reassess everything, because if you've listened to any of my shows and my previous shows, there's a direct correlation between the emotions that you are hiding and the emotions you are stuffing and the physical havoc that it is playing on your body. Well, you don't have any choice now. There's lots of decisions to be made. Cancer is not a death sentence. Most physical ailments now are not death sentences. They don't have to be. But it is going to be a journey that you have to do some inner exploration to move forward with. So what surrender is all about is turning loose of the outcome. And here's where I become really amazed by people. We all hear the words faith and trust, but I think we toss it around like, okay, yes, I have faith and I have trust in the outcome. But what's going on inside of your body? This is when it comes time to really get in touch with what that means. Because whatever this radical change is going on now, we've all been catapulted directly into our fear. And what is fear? There's two kinds of fear. There's physical fear, the fear of something falling on your head, or the fear of physical pain, stubbing your toe, cutting yourself in the kitchen. But then there's the emotional fear. And that is the fear of all those emotions that come up and feelings that come up of rejection, shame, embarrassment, and at the core of our being, just not being good enough. Emotion of fear and the feelings show up in many, many different ways, and it has many different faces and facets. It can be dread, apprehension, trepidation, terror, alarm, distress, uneasiness, or even panic. But it's all under the umbrella of fear. It's stepping into a place that we do not know or understand what resides on the other side. So what I would like to do today is teach you some ways to what I call surrender and what this might look like. The first time that I went through this experience, and this was back, I say 5 years ago, I think it was back in 2006. And so that was obviously more than 5 years ago. It's about 7 years ago. I had a series of experiences that, when I tell you brought me to my knees, I'm telling you it brought me to my knees. At the moment I discovered this one thing, and it had been, many other things had been piled on top of me. Honest to God, people, I dropped to my knees upstairs. I was in my bedroom, and I remembered just, the pain was so intense, I just said, God, I lay down my sword. In other words, there, I couldn't resist anymore. I couldn't fight it anymore. There was nothing to fight. Then came the tears, the buckets and buckets and buckets of tears. But here's the interesting thing. The radical change that came into my face was so huge. I couldn't listen to music. I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't even be on the computer. I used Young Living essential oils, and I had this cotton ball with Trauma Life on it, and I just sat here and inhaled it, because every time I thought about this, I just shook. And I would go to bed. I would wake up in the middle of the night, as I'm talking about or talked about earlier, and I would have that moment of, okay, oh, wait a minute, and reality would hit. And I would cry in my pillow, and just, it was just horrible. I knew I was in something called the dark night of the soul, but here's something interesting. I allowed all this to come up. I allowed my feelings to come up. When I woke up the next morning, for a few brief seconds, there was the oddest feeling of peace, an inner peace. And it was just, I mean, it almost took my breath away, because it was just a glimpse of it. And then I went throughout the day, and I was shaking and crying and went throughout this whole process. And then guess what? The next day, I woke up again, and there's that feeling again. And that feeling of inner peace lasted a little bit longer than a few seconds. Now it was about 15 or 30 minutes. It was a very interesting place to be, because I wasn't afraid. So on and so forth, over the course of 10 days, until such time when I woke up, I was in that place of inner peace, and it didn't come back. The trepidation didn't come back. And now I was in this place that I call radical awareness. Now, what does that mean, radical awareness? It's that place as you're having to go through this transition. Whatever this transition is, it's that place where you really have to be in the present moment. You really have to pay attention, because now you're in that space where the universe can start bringing you the messages and the people, that are going to take you from point A to point B. And just in the last couple of days, I've had a couple of people show up for one reason, but it was very obvious after talking to them, they were there for another completely different reason. And it is, I attribute it to whatever this new space is that I am moving into. So it is very important that when you get that whisper and when you find your place and space of being very quiet within yourself, and I'm going to teach you some techniques in a couple of minutes to get into your body to be able to figure this out. Somebody shows up, pay attention. Somebody hooks up with you on Facebook or LinkedIn, pay attention. Somebody talks to you in the grocery store line, pay attention. You hear something on the radio and it's in connection with something you're going through, pay attention. Pull yourself there in the present moment. So turn loose of the outcome as to where it is you're being guided to go. And I want to remind you, for those of you that have followed me in this process, as a belief coach, talking about the reticular activating system, remember that part in our brain that will show you the evidence of your beliefs? As you're looking for this radical awareness, pay attention to that reticular activating system, because it will show you what you expect it to show you. Make sure your thoughts are clear. Make sure that you're asking in a positive way what the next step is. Because if you get into that place of expecting the what-ifs and the worst possible outcome, the universe has no choice but to show that to you as well. So I just want to throw that in there as a reminder. Make a choice. It is within your power to do so. Every second of every day you have a choice. As you're in this place of radical change, you have a choice of what to look for. Ask the universe to show you what the next step is and come from a place of inner peace and calmness. Now, will that sheer terror and that fright and that scary place come back? Yes, it will come back to you intermittently. It will come and go, but the more that you choose to step into that place of inner peace and inner guidance, the faster this transition will be. So what I want to do right now is I want to talk to you about a technique that I actually was taught just a few weeks ago, listening to one of our wonderful hosts, a couple of them in fact, on Authentic You Radio. Sheila Wilson is a new host coming on board very soon with Authentic You, and I was listening to her being interviewed by Jeffrey Miller, another one of our wonderful hosts and producers. And Sheila gave a technique, and for those of you that are familiar with energy work, I'm just not sure how many people have not heard of emotional freedom technique, but I know for myself, when it came time to do EFT, I got all caught up in my head and felt I just didn't have the time to get the perfect words out there to do the tapping that I needed to do on all the tapping points, and I will shamefully say that I didn't do tapping the way I was supposed to until I heard Sheila talking about a new EFT technique called Faster EFT. And I believe that this is a system that was created by someone by the name of Robert Smith. I hope I'm giving the correct information and the correct credit to the right people. So what it is that I suggest you do is to find a very, very quiet place where you're not going to be interrupted by children and telephones and dinner time and what have you. Find a space, even if you have to walk across the street or around the block to a park, some place where you have total peace and quiet. Take in a few deep breaths and check in with your body. Think about this radical change that's going on. And think about where it is showing up in your body. where's the feeling the strongest? Is it in your shoulders, your neck? Is it in your chest? For me, it's always in the solar plexus or the stomach area. When I am at my worst, it's just this big, huge, black bowling ball that sits right there in the gut. That's where I hold the tension and the stress. Allow that tension to grow and expand. Give it the space to do so. No, I'm not crazy. Allow it to grow. Remember, when you get in touch with that feeling, that which you resist persists. If you force that feeling to go away, it's just going to make it more difficult to move through that process. Let go of the resistance and surrender to it. Keep your attention on the most intense part of the feeling and focus on the very center of that feeling. Now, this process that I was taught, this faster EFT, consists of 4 points. The inside of the eye, the outside of the eye on the bone there, the eye socket bone underneath the eye, and the collarbone. Those 4 places, inside of the eye, outside of the eye, under the eye, and the collarbone. Tap on those places and simply say, I release and let go. And I tap on each point and say, I release and let go. Then say, I release and let go of all of the blocks, the fears, the emotional traumas, or anything in the way of allowing me to receive right now. Because receiving and worthiness are 2 things that most of us are struggling with. After you've done this tapping to the point where it feels complete, this is an addition to this tapping sequence that was new to me. With letting go, grabbing the wrist, holding that wrist for a moment, and take a nice breath in, blowing it all away, and saying the word peace. If so inclined, close your eyes, have a good memory to go to, or a peaceful place where you can immediately feel calm and rejuvenated. I will tell you, people, the first 2 times I did this, I went to that space where Oprah called the ugly cry. And I knew I had released a huge block. I've been doing this tapping sequence twice a day, and wonderful, incredible things are showing up for me, and I'm not in that gut-wrenching, oh my God, this radical change, fear, what am I going to do? I hope this information helps you. You can always go back and listen to the replay if you want to hear the end of this again to get that technique down. And I want to remind my listening audience yet again that people do not remember what you do. People do not remember what you say. But they will always, always remember how you made them feel. Feel free to go to AskSusan@yahoo.com if you have any other questions that you would like to ask me. And thank you for joining me today on Breakthrough. Thank you for listening to Breakthrough with your host, Susan Turnbull, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal coaching session with Susan? For more information on Susan's work, please go to www.susanturnbullbeliefscoaching.com.